plants of the scripture teach us about God, about what is going on here. And so going to that place, it feels very timeless. Now, as we think about the God of scripture, we also see that he has a lot to do with gardens. As a matter of fact, he is the creator of the first garden. And in those places, he allows us to make these decisions about how we are going to live. And so this morning, we're going to be observing what it means for God to create something beautiful and for us to choose the wrong choice, and then finding someone who actually makes all the right choices. So if you'd like to open up to Genesis chapter 3, we're going to begin there. Genesis chapter 3, I'm going to start reading in verses 1, and I'm going to read down to verse 13. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the beasts of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, and he said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I command you not to eat?' And the man said, 'The woman whom you this, but there is one thing, you stay away from this one tree. You are not to eat of it.'" Now, a response is, well, he said, "We shall not eat of this particular tree, nor shall we touch it. You won't die. You'll be like God. You'll understand knowledge of good and wisdom. So you can take it." He does nothing except take the fruit and partake of it as well. Have you eaten of this tree? And I wonder if our story would have been different if Adam would have said, "Yes, I did." But instead, that person is the problem. Adam had two decisions as well, some decisions that he makes. If you want to turn over to Matthew chapter 20, it's called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there with me 1 hour. Watch and pray that you may not be hands of sinners. Rise and let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword." The disciples left him and fled. Reading any of his state. In verse 39, he goes a little bit, but as he teaches the disciples and us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, his disciples, when he returns back to them, they've fallen asleep. And again, your will be done. He comes, he brings this entire crowd with him. And he's got this little tactic where he's going to kiss Jesus to show everybody this is the guy. I'm doing this in accordance with the Father's will. It's so difficult in those moments of darkness. You're kind of expecting, well, we should treat this guy better. Maybe we should listen to what he has to say. Fool is cowardly. It cannot look in the face of light. And what is most beautiful about this story, is it to you? John 19 and verse 41. "Now in the garden where he was, the disciple, and they were going toward the tomb, both of them running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and she wept as she stooped to look into the tomb. 'You have laid him, and I will take him away.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him in Aramaic, 'Put in a tomb because the day of preparation is right there. There is no time to prepare him truly for burial.' And so they laid Jesus in a tomb for Jesus on this first day to prepare him for burial. And when they get there, the tomb is found empty. They're freaking out. They go and tell Peter and the other disciples, leave in order." And so John has a belief already in what has happened, but they're still struggling to understand what in this world. And she acknowledges her Lord, and she hugs him. But we have believed in him, and we have seen the effects that he has had as he's changed my life, and he's changed the lives of people around me. And he is. What does that mean? How do I choose the will of God? I have two things for you. Again, they're not going to be on the board. Write down that, and I want you to be praying that over that for this week. Thinking about how God can take this burden from you. And the city, and there's a river that flows through it, and there's trees around it. The combination of Eden and New Jerusalem, it's it all. That's why we're here as well. So there's a way that we can serve you to honor the Lord. Please.
I come just as I am.
I need prayer from my brother Willie.
With ears within and foremost without, I come just as
so our brother Johnny is asking prayers for his brother Willie. This past week, he had two stents put in. And so we're going to be praying for his recovery. I'm going to also be praying for people that we can come as a body and be reminded of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done. We're also reminded of the brokenness of this world, the struggles that we all go through, that we will go and testify to the world about the risen Christ, to spread his good news, to live as if that good news is true. I pray that in all things.
796. The show to all the path of right, for ye are the light of the world, for ye are the light of the world, but King McBride and onward God.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you that he went to the cross, and though innocent of all, pray for the leaders of our country as you have commanded us to do them and give them all honor and respect. And we pray, God, our sick, our shut-ins, those who can't be here for any reason, we pray, God, that you be with them. It's the Christ that we do pray. Amen.